beginning of the Hanukkah story takes us to the 2nd century BCE, a time when Greek civilization and Greek might were dominant. Greek philosophy, Greek art, and most significantly, Greek religious ideas were to be found throughout the ancient world. This included Judea, the spiritual center of Jewish life. At first, the Greeks ruled Judea with religious tolerance. In fact, the Greek leader Alexander the Great was a hero to the Jews because of his liberal attitudes and respect for Jewish tradition. But Alexander's successors were not so benevolent. Foremost among them was Antiochus, who was intent on breaking down the various religious constituencies within the empire and blending them all into a version of Greek paganism. The Greek leader Antiochus resolved to break the spirit of the Jewish people. His forces violated the temple in Jerusalem and desecrated its holy of holies, rendering impossible the sacred service of the Jews. There was turmoil and despair all across Jewish Judea. Salvation came from an unlikely source, a family of priests. Mattathias the Hasmonean and his sons fought against impossible odds, inspired by their faith in God and their refusal to bow to the Greek tyranny. A leader emerged in the person of Judah, Mattathias' son. The people he led became known as the Maccabees. They ultimately restored Jewish sovereignty in the land of Israel by defeating the mightiest army of the ancient world. Their victory was, in and of itself, a miracle. Following their victory over the Greeks, Judah and the Maccabees triumphantly re-entered the temple in Jerusalem. They were horrified to discover that the menorah, the magnificent candelabrum which burned in the temple, could not be relit for want of pure olive oil. The soldiers of the oppressor Antiochus had defiled the pitchers of oil by breaking the seals that attested to their ritual purity. Enough oil remained for but one day. It would take at least a week to produce more. Miraculously, however, that little bit of oil burned continuously for 8 days. Thus was the story of Hanukkah born. Thousands of years later, long after modern technology has made the kindling of oil lamps all but obsolete, Jews throughout the world continue to observe the anniversary of this great miracle. They observe it by lighting a Hanukkah menorah for 8 consecutive evenings. The ritual lighting of the candles and the story of salvation warms every home on cold, dark winter evenings. The menorah's flickering flames is a proud reminder that the power of God surpasses that of any army. A divine spark of that power resides within us all. Mattathias, Judah, the Maccabees. They stand for those who, through the strength of their own beliefs, can fan those divine sparks into a flame and brighten even the darkest night of the soul. The Maccabees triumphed over insurmountable odds. So can we. For us, living in the shadow of the Nazi Holocaust, there can be no more significant message. The few can triumph over the many, the weak over the powerful, the just over the wicked. Thus it is written, Mattathias, a high priest, moved away from Jerusalem with his five sons and settled in Modin. When he saw the blasphemous things that were taking place in Judah and Jerusalem, he said, Wretched am I. Why was I born to behold the dissolution of my people and the destruction of the holy city? Yea, behold, our sanctuary and our beauty and our glory have been laid waste. The heathen have profaned them. Why should life continue for us? Mattathias and his sons put on sackcloth and mourned bitterly. Then officers of King Antiochus came to the town of Modin to compel the people to renounce God and to force them to sacrifice. The officers of the king said to Mattathias, You are a leader, a great man in this town. Come forward first and carry out the order of the king. Then you and your sons will be counted as friends of the king and will be honored with silver and gold and many gifts. Mattathias answered, Though all within the bounds of the royal domain obey him, we will not listen to the decrees of the king by going astray from our worship, either to the right or to the left. When he stopped speaking, a Jew came forward in sight of all to sacrifice upon the altar in Modin, in accordance with the decree of the king. When Mattathias saw him, he was filled with zeal, and his soul was stirred up. Running up, he slew him, killed the king's officer, and pulled down the altar. Thus shall it be done to all who disobey the Lord's covenant. Let everyone who is zealous for God follow me.
Rock of ages, let our song praise thy saving power. Thou amidst the raging foes wast our sheltering tower. Furious they assailed us, but thy armor veiled us, and thy word broke the sword. When our own strength failed us, and thy word broke the sword, when our own strength failed us. Children of the Maccabees, whether free or fettered, wake the echoes of the songs where ye may be scattered. Yours the message cheering that the time is nearing which will see all men free, tyrants disappearing, which will see tyrants disappearing.
Today, the heroism of the Maccabees is inspirational. But in the Jewish world of their own time and shortly thereafter, the Maccabees were not universally admired. Interestingly, it was the rabbis who were decidedly ambivalent. They were by nature more comfortable with the word than the sword, and were troubled by the violent model of warrior priests represented by the Maccabees. It's probably no accident that in the Talmud, that great repository of Jewish law and wisdom, there is no tractate devoted entirely to the laws and customs of Hanukkah, as there is for virtually every other festival. Not by might, nor by strength, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts.
Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts.
You've been listening to The Western Wind singing Hanukkah in Story and Song with guest host Leonard Nimoy from PRI, Public Radio International.
Support comes from Subaru of Champaign County, located on Route 45 in Savoy. Dedicated to preserving our planet, the Subaru Assembly Plant in Lafayette, Indiana, achieves zero landfill status with nothing from its manufacturing efforts going into a landfill. It's part of what makes a Subaru a Subaru. SubaruofChampaign.com or 352-4700.
The central symbol of Hanukkah is the menorah, but the menorah itself is merely a vehicle for presenting the real symbol of Hanukkah, light. The light which burned miraculously in the ancient temple's menorah for 8 days was a physical manifestation of salvation, but it pointed to something far larger than itself, the brilliance of God. When kindling the menorah, a special prayer unique to this ritual is recited after the candles have been lit. Its purpose is to remind us that these lights are sacred and may not be used in any practical way. They exist to brighten our spirit and to remind us of the glorious presence of God, which so often is obscured by the realities of a troubled world. Hanerot Halalu Kodesh Hem. These candles, they are holy.
Haneros halon magnet, alanissim ver hachos, ver aniflos, sheosis alavosenu, alde kohanecho, hakdos.
The candles of a Hanukkah menorah are primarily a source of joy to those who behold them. But even Hanukkah candles cannot always push away the fears that too often intrude into Jewish consciousness. An ominous premonition of awful events to come can be found in the last verse of this poignant Yiddish poem, written at the beginning of the century by Morris Rosenfield. O little lights of mystery, you retell our history. Your tales are tales of pain. My eyes are filled with tears. My heart is filled with fears. What now? Says the haunting refrain. The Hanukkah story, so marked by the image of flickering candles and dancing flames, has inspired songs of both celebration and reflection. In this Yiddish poem by Avrom Reisen, a pale and tired father lights the Hanukkah menorah. His children observe with awe how the flames reflected in his eyes seem to cause his work-worn body to stand just a little more straight and his mood become less weary. Such is the power of the Hanukkah lights.
Fire.
Though the struggles of Jewish existence are expressed in the music of Hanukkah, most of the songs relating to the Hanukkah candles are joyous.
Yodim atem lichvod mi, yodim
You've been listening to The Western Wind singing Hanukkah and Story and Song with guest host Leonard Nimoy from PRI, Public Radio International.
Thanks to the generosity of listeners, 2011 has been another year filled with headline-making news from around the world and inspiring musical performances. With your help, we pledge to continue that tradition in 2012. As the month ends, please make a tax-deductible gift to support WILL at willpledge.org. You'll hear your investment every time you listen. And thank you.
Whether the Hanukkah story inspires nostalgia or joy, one thing is certain: Jews eat. When they celebrate, they eat. When they're unhappy, they eat. Hanukkah is no exception. Could it be that the concept of an oral tradition is even richer in meaning than we have understood? Perhaps. But the best answer is that at its core, Judaism is a sensual tradition. To live a full Jewish life is to delight in the sensory pleasures of this world. Excess is frowned upon, but enjoyment is most certainly not. In the Ashkenazic tradition of Eastern Europe, fried potato pancakes called potato latkes are a special Hanukkah treat. In the Eastern traditions, common in Israel, jelly donuts, called sufganiyot in Hebrew, are the holiday food of choice. What all these foods share in common is that they are made in oil, the produce so crucial to the miraculous story of the festival.
Kimach, kimach, min hazak,
shemen, shemen, min hakad,
Hanukkah hayom,
chag na'im nechmad. La 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 la.
The Sephardic tradition has its own special Hanukkah food known as bumuelos, a sweet cake fried in oil. Along with bumuelos come joyous songs celebrating not only the prospect of eating them, but also providing a recipe for making them.
Azeremos una merenda.
Just let them pass, and then there's the Hanukkah, so we are in Moskva Sefa. Christus was er war.
Launa kita la sete deut veneque astat jes.
Launa kita la rina di un sago astat jes
para se.
Over the centuries, many people have tried to understand the key to Jewish survival. Some have suggested that the most important weapon employed in this epic struggle to survive has been humor. Even under the most dire of circumstances, Jews have never lost the capacity to laugh and to celebrate, especially with family members and most especially with children.
Children with greetings heartfelt,
a dreidel,
a candle,
and Hanukkah gelt.
A dreidel, a candle, and Hanukkah gelt.
I am a dreidel, I lose and I win, with a nun and a gimel, a hay and a shin.
With a nun and a gimel, a hay.
hair and the shin.
I'm Hanukkah Gelt, you can keep me today, but tomorrow to poor friends, please give me away. But tomorrow to poor friends, please give me away.
We come to you, children, with greetings heartfelt.
A dreidel,
a candle,
and Hanukkah Gelt.
A dreidel, a candle, and Hanukkah Gelt.
Taken as pure history, there's not much about the Hanukkah story that's funny. But thousands of years later, the anniversary of Judah Maccabee's triumph over Antiochus is celebrated with joyous rituals, prayers, and songs. There is food and special games that children delight in playing. The favorite game is called dreidel in Yiddish, svivun in Hebrew. A dreidel is a small, four-sided spinning top with a different letter on each of the four sides, providing an acronymic reminder of the significance of the festival. Nes, Gadol, Hayah, Sham. A great miracle happened there. This game of chance is played in many different ways, but all of them are fun.
Svivun, sof, 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 Hanukkah, hu chag tov, Hanukkah, hu chag tov, Svivun, sof, 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 sof,
Simcha, simcha,
simcha,
la'am,
les
gadol,
gadol, simcha, la'am, la'am, Svivun, spin, 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 nun and gimel, hey and shin, gimel starts, then I win, Svivun, spin, 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 sof, sof,
so then give
we tell
the story
so
of God's wonders
and his glory.
So we sing
and
so we celebrate
Hanukkah. So we won, so, 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 Hanukkah, who chak tov, Hanukkah, who chak tov, so we won, so, so,
It makes one wonder, what would the Maccabees have thought had they known that more than 2,000 years after their struggle, Jewish children would celebrate their victory by playing a game? We can't know for sure, but we'd like to think they would have smiled. Happy Hanukkah.
Freisich du Mädel und tanz in der Ringele, tanz in der Redele,
es ist schon Chanukka do, schon do.
Spin your dreidel.
Dance in the circle now fast as you're able.
Let's have some Hanukkah fun. Bum, bum.
One, two, three, dance in a circle. One, two, three, little boy, little girl. One, two, three, spin like a dreidel. Let's have some Hanukkah fun.
La 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 la
I shall play.
It has a lovely body with legs so short and thin, and when it is all tired, it drops and then I win. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. Oh, dreidel, 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 oh, dreidel, I shall.
You've been listening to Hanukkah and Story and Song, performed by the Western Wind Vocal Ensemble and narrated by Leonard Nimoy. Our narration was written by Rabbi Gerald C. Skolnick. Musical selections included composed works by Louis Lewandowski, Hugo Chaim Adler, Max Helfman, and Elliot Z. Levine. The Sephardic songs and folk melodies were arranged by the Western Wind. The voices on Hanukkah and Story and Song are Phyllis Elaine Clark and Kathy Tile Sopranos, countertenor William Zukoff, tenors Neil Farrell and Michael Steinberger, and baritone Elliot Z. Levine. Joining the singers were Mary Rowell on violin, Anne DeMarinis on accordion, and Brett Simner playing double bass. Our session producers were Bruce Scott and Carol Wheeler. Post-production mix was by Manfred Knoop and William Zukoff. William Zukoff is also executive producer for The Western Wind. Hanukkah and Story and Song is available on CD. For information about this program, please visit our website, www.westernwind.org. You can also call us toll-free at 1-800-788-2187. That's 1-800-788-2187. Hanukkah and Story and Song was created by The Western Wind, a not-for-profit musical organization devoted to the art of ensemble singing since 1969. This program is one of a seven-part Judaica series. For information about the series and all of the Western Wind's activities, please visit our website, www.westernwind.org, or call us at 1-800-788-2187. This program is made possible with the generous support of the Righteous Persons Foundation. Support for this program comes from this station and public radio international stations nationwide, and is made possible in part by the PRI Program Fund, whose contributors include the Ford Foundation and the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation.
PRI, Public Radio International.
It is 2 minutes before noon Central Time. Good morning, I'm Celeste Quinn. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. Online at will.illinois.edu. Let's go ahead and take a look at what's happening in Chicago and Kansas City now on the last trading day of the week, before the long holiday weekend. In Kansas City, March wheat is trading at 6.78 and a quarter. That's up 5 3/4. The May contract, 6.88 and 3/4, up 7 3/4. In Chicago, March wheat, 6.25 and 3/4, up 4. The May contract, up 4 1/4 at 6.44 and a quarter. March corn, 6.20 and 3/4, up 3 1/4. May, 6.29, up 2 3/4. July, 6.35, up 2 3/4. September, 5.94, up 2 1/2. January soybeans, 11.65 and a half, up 3 1/4. March, 11.74 and 3/4, up 3. May, 11.85, up 3. July, 11.94 and a half, up 3. January soybean meal, 297.50, down 90. January soybean oil, 50.98, up 53. December live cattle, 123.70, up 55. The February contract, 123.97 and a half, up 52 and a half. January feeder cattle, 147.25, up 37 and a half. March, 150.37 and a half, up 72 and a half. February lean hogs up 55 at 85.10. Outside markets, February crude oil, 99.98, that is up 45. The U.S. dollar, 79.98, up 2. The CRB index, 306.45, up 78. The Dow up 92 points at 12,262. The S&P 500 up 9 points at 12.62. And the NASDAQ is up 17 points at 26.16. It's coming up on noon Central Time. The forecast for East Central Illinois this afternoon, mostly sunny with a high of 38. The wind from the west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, the low 25. The wind will be out of the southwest from 5 to 10 miles per hour. In the